Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. We now have 9 big retirement updates for the coming year, 2026. The real impact that these updates will have to you. And as always, we will do some case studies and model them for you so you can really see where the math hits and the rubber meets the road. I want to welcome you to Wealth Map Radio today. And the intent here as we go is that you take notes, apply what you think applies to you, learn what you can. And of course, we are always here to help assist in creating the most holistic and resilient retirement possible for you. One of the ways we do that is through what is called a Compass Report. This is a very unique analysis that takes your current path, whether you're in retirement or still working toward it, and projects out with reasonable assumptions. What does your current path look like? Your net spendable income, what you might leave as a legacy, the taxes you might owe throughout your retirement, the impact of Social Security, Medicare, possibly IRMA surcharges. We're going to talk about that today. All of those things are considered in your Compass Report. And then we run part 2, which is the more holistic. Often multiple streams of tax-free income come into play. And we then see on this revised, more holistic path where you might be headed. The results are commonly an average of 30% increase in net spendable income, reductions in the total retirement tax burden in the 50 to 80% range, the assets projected, the longevity of the assets, now projected to be 7 to 10 years or even longer than compared to the current path's longevity testing. And we do all of this with stress testing, tax increases, catastrophic financial events hitting you. We model all of those things. Because we're doing 9 big retirement updates today, we're going to do that Compass Report complimentary for the first 9 to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, here we go. 9 major updates heading into next year for your retirement, how the landscape has changed a little bit. Number 1, Social Security COLA, the cost of living adjustment, is up 2.8%. Last year it was 2.5%, so a little bit of an uptick there. But here's the thing, you don't actually keep 2.8%. So yes, the COLA is 2.8, but 40 to 60% of that increase is immediately gobbled up by higher Medicare premiums and deductibles for the average Social Security household. So in other words, it looks like this. The average retiree couple sees about an $80 per month increase because of the 2.8% COLA. However, they also lose $32 to $48 of that because of the Medicare premium and deductible hikes. And that's not even including the IRMA surcharge tax on Medicare premiums for many Americans. So cost of living adjustments are not something that you can say, yeah, I'm keeping up with inflation, I'm keeping up with the cost of living because of the COLA adjustments. The irony here is that Medicare for most retirees is sucked out of your retirement, your Social Security, excuse me. And so the net balance, the net Social Security payment goes up by only about 1.4-ish%, not 2.8 for the average American retiree. And that is a function of Medicare premiums increasing faster than Social Security increases, or at a larger degree than the Social Security cost of living adjustment is. I hope that makes sense a little bit. All right, number two, Medicare Part B premiums. No surprise we're coming to here. They have spiked. So the Part B premium jumped from about $185 for last year, is now going to be $202.90, almost $203. That premium spike is a 9.7% increase, and that outpaces the Social Security COLA by more than 3-1. Now you see what I'm talking about. So here's a question for you. If Medicare premiums, which come out of your Social Security check for most people, are increasing at a faster rate than the Social Security cost of living increases by more than 3-1, what can eventually happen? Have we seen, despite COLA adjustments, the net Social Security amount received for retirees actually decrease? Yes, the net check that hits the bank account decreases because of, eventually, the longer you go, Social Security does not keep up or increase at nearly the same rate as the healthcare inflation increases. And that translates to Medicare premiums and deductibles. We haven't even gotten there. All right, number three, big update, IRMA surcharges. All five IRMA brackets are up 9.7% as well year over year, the exact same as the Part B premium. So first, let's define IRMA. IRMA, I-R-M-A-A, stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. It is, in other words, a surcharge or tax on your Medicare premiums when you cross certain thresholds. Those income thresholds may not be affecting you now, but they could be in the future. So one of the things that the Compass report looks at is an IRMA stress test. And we often refer to IRMA as Aunt IRMA. This is the smelly, stinky, sweaty, very pushy kind of relative that you do not want to come visit you. If she knocks on your door, if Aunt IRMA knocks on your door, the first thing you're going to see is her hand outstretched, wanting money from you. You do not want Aunt IRMA to come see you. So many of you out there might already have Aunt IRMA knocking. We can help. Many of you may not know if she is on her way to you. We can help deter that from happening, or at least make her stay as short and uncomfortable as possible. An IRMA surcharge is an increase, an extra tax on your Medicare premiums, and that's above and beyond the increase of the Medicare premium cost itself. You follow me? So the cost of Medicare premiums rose by 9.7%, and then the additional surcharge tax on top of that also increased by 9.7% for Part B. For Part D, Medicare premiums increased about 6%, and the surcharge on Part D also increased by 6%. It looked kind of lockstep. So here's my point about IRMA surcharges. Surcharge is just another name for tax. The more successful you've been, the more money you've saved, the more likely Aunt IRMA is already knocking at your door or will come shortly. These surcharges do indeed come out of your Social Security. So now, when you have increases in Medicare premiums and have social, I'm sorry, have Irma surcharges and increasing surcharges, we have seen people who get into their 70s, mid-70s and beyond, where 80-plus percent of their Social Security is gobbled up by the increases in Medicare premiums, Irma surcharges, and the inflation on the Irma surcharges. The message here, on number three here, is that it is avoidable. For most people, if you set your path up correctly, if you arrange your affairs properly, you can avoid Irma surcharges altogether, or you can indeed make Irma's stay short and uncomfortable and excuse her from your financial household as quickly as possible. That can only happen, number one, if you know what to look for. Number two, if you know how to arrange your affairs so that Irma doesn't get triggered. All of that is covered in your Compass report. So you can see why we encourage you to get it done. It's complimentary. It's something we do when you come in to visit with us because it's our opportunity to show you what we might be able to do as a firm, as a team, for you in your retirement, whether you're still working toward it or already well down the path. The Compass Report can prove invaluable to you. And it is totally complimentary today for the first nine to call in and set up a visit. 484-600-6512. You can also go to wealthmapradio.com, just the name of the show. Wealthmapradio.com, set up your own visit right there. Read a little bit more about the Compass Report, or just give us a ring, 484-600-6512. Okay, we've done the first three of the nine big retirement updates. Going on to number four, we're going to tackle Part D premiums, which is your your prescription drug coverage and everything. That increased by 6% going into next year, so those premiums are up. And then the Irma surcharges on Part D, if Aunt Irma is coming to visit you, those also increased. The surcharge itself increased by another 6%. This is what I would call the second silent killer of the annual benefit increase, because it's not really a benefit increase, is it? It's a premium increase, and you get no different care than you did the previous year. Your care doesn't increase. And then for those that have Irma surcharges above and beyond that, lessening their Social Security even greater, do you see an increase in coverage or care? No, of course not. It's the same. You're just paying more for the same thing. So it is extremely important to manage your retirement picture, because there are certain things that trigger Irma and there are certain things that don't. There are certain things that trigger Social Security taxation in your picture, and there are certain things that do not. Learning how to do that and what types of accounts to use can be critical to the longevity of your assets. What's the number one fear that retirees have? Every year, the Retirement Confidence Survey comes out. The number one fear is running out of money. I have never, ever seen it be anything different. Often, the second fear of those in retirement, this is interesting, listen up. The second biggest fear is that the fear of running out of money will keep you from living life to the fullest you could have. In other words, that is a big ball of uncertainty. I would categorize both the first and second fear as categorized by uncertainty. A lot of that, ladies and gentlemen, can be taken away by the proper structure, proper account usage, proper order of using which account here and there, and setting up multiple streams of tax-free retirement income. That is why the Compass Report is so powerful. 484-600-6512. Okay, that takes care of number four of the nine big retirement updates. Part B premiums increasing by 6%, and the Irma extra tax or surcharge on Part D also increasing by 6%. So So, ladies and gentlemen, hearkening back to what I was saying just a few minutes ago, if your Social Security is increasing by, say, 2.8%, but Medicare Part B is increasing by 9.7%, and the surcharges on Part B are also increasing by the same, and then Part D is increasing by 6%, and the surcharges thereon also increasing by the same number, you can see how this subtractor from your net Social Security check gets larger and larger and larger. I mean, I call it a financial tumor in your Social Security, and it is growing at a faster pace than your overall Social Security check is growing. All right, number five, the earnings test limit increases. This is actually a good one. For 2026, the earnings test, if you're under full retirement age, is $24,480. Full retirement age for almost everyone right now, if you haven't yet retired or about to, is age 67. In the year that you're reaching full retirement age, if that were 2026, you could make up to $65,160 before seeing a reduction in your benefits. Here's how it works. If you're under full retirement age and earning more than $24,480, okay, that's the threshold, and claiming Social Security, so you've claimed early, for every $2 over that threshold, $24,480, for every $2 you make over that threshold, you see a $1 reduction in your Social Security benefits. Follow me? If you are reaching full retirement age in 2026, you can make up to $65,160. For every $3 above that threshold, you see $1 in reduction of your Social Security benefits. Here's what not a lot of people know about that higher threshold. Let's say that your birthday is April 5th, just making something up here. You can make $65,160 that year before reducing benefits, but it's until your birthday. So unless you're going to make more than $65,160 by April 5th, the hypothetical birthday, you will not see any reduction in your Social Security benefits. That's how it works. So again, if you're not full retirement age yet and claiming, so you've claimed early, every $2 above $24,480, you will see $1 withheld from your Social Security. And in the year, if you are turning full retirement age next year, 2026, for every $3 above $65,160, you will see a $1 reduction in your Social Security benefits. Number six, the average Social Security benefit. Here goes the real budget, right? The 2026 averages look like this. $1,940 per month is the average Social Security benefit per recipient. The average household receiving Social Security is $3,200 to $3,300. But again, that's the gross amount. If you're triggering taxes because of poor planning on your Social Security, if you're having 40 to 60% of the COLA eaten up, that increase shrinks dramatically. So we need to make sure that we're not relying on these Social Security cost of living adjustments alone to keep up. It will not do it. Number seven, the Social Security wage base is rising. The payroll tax cap moved up to $184,500. I think it was $176,000 or something close to that. So what this means for wages, I can make up to $184,500. I will pay Social Security payroll taxes or FICA taxes on up to that amount. But anything above that threshold, you will no longer see Social Security taxes being withheld from your paycheck. The Medicare part of the FICA taxes, which is 1.45%, if you're a W-2 employee, has no cap. So no matter how much you make, you will always see that being withheld from your paycheck. Number eight, Medicare deductibles and coinsurance are rising across the board. We already talked about the increase in premium. We already talked about the increase in surcharges on the premium. Now we're going to talk about an increase in the deductibles. Part B deductible rises from $257 to $283. The Part A hospital deductible is rising from $1,676 to $1,736. And the skilled nursing facility coinsurance is rising from $209.50 per day to $217 per day. Now, the salt in the wound here is we're already seeing a 9.7% increase in premium, 9.7% increase on IRMA surcharges for Part B. For Part D, we're seeing 6% increases in premium and surcharges. And now the deductibles have been raised as well. Huh. Number 9, Social Security taxation. This is a permanent threat. The taxation thresholds haven't changed since they were first introduced in 1983-1984, when Social Security first became taxable. So as a little bit of a history lesson, it was 83 or 84, right in there, where up to 50% of your Social Security could be taxable if you cross certain income thresholds. Those income thresholds have not changed since. It was in the early 90s when they made in another adjustment where now up to 85% of your Social Security check could become suddenly taxable. And that threshold, if you cross a certain threshold, that threshold has not increased either since it was introduced. So it works like this. If you are married, then your Social Security, the first threshold is $32,000. If you add up all of your income, all of your interest, including muni bond interest, all the interest, capital gains, 401k and IRA distributions, rental income, pensions, all of that, plus half of your Social Security check, your gross check, not the net check, half of your gross Social Security amount, if all of that adds up to more than $32,000, that is not a huge hurdle, then up to 50% of your Social Security income could suddenly become taxable. If you do all of that, what I just said, add up all that income plus half of your Social Security, and it crosses $44,000, then up to 85% of your Social Security could become suddenly taxable. The point here on this is going to be that those thresholds, that $32,000 and $44,000 threshold, are not very high and they have not changed. They do not adjust with inflation. They simply stay the way they are. So more and more and more retirees get caught in this unnecessary taxation of their Social Security benefits as they go. So what the same thing, here's going to be where we're going to end this segment, and then we're going to get into case studies in the second half. The same thing that triggers Social Security taxation, the same culprits, are the same culprits that trigger IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premium. So imagine if your household is not in order, that you have certain things triggering taxation on Social Security, which is unnecessary, it's optional, and those same things are triggering IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums. You have to take out a lot more money from your privately saved assets, from your IRA and 401k, etc., to offset the loss of income due to Social Security taxation and IRMA surcharges. When you do that, the studies show you run out of money 5 to 7 years sooner than you thought possible. And I'm going to really rail on this for a minute. This is a major flaw in most analyses that are done. We even see this from other advisors. They plug in what your Social Security will be at what age, but they don't take out what the taxes will be. And they don't take out the Medicare premiums from the Social Security, and they don't see if Aunt Irma is costing you extra taxes on your Medicare premiums. If they did, they would see that the net amount they are showing you potentially, right? The retirement projection, here's what your net amount you might expect. They would see the net amount is a lot less than what is being modeled. Even most software out there does not do that. And it gives a false sense of security because that type of planning is far too shallow to be relied upon. Therefore, a Compass report is the answer. It is complimentary today for the first nine to come in, visit with us, get it done. It's yours without obligation. And you will see in very clear outlay your current path and with some common sense alterations, the revised and more holistic path, and you will be able to compare them in black and white. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. So let me ask you now, what are the culprits that generally cause taxation on Social Security and the IRMA surcharges that are so vile and so ghastly, but also so voluntary? They do not have to occur, certainly not in any degree that most Americans have them occur. Here is the answer. The largest culprits by far that trigger voluntary taxes on Social Security and voluntary surcharges on Medicare premiums are qualified accounts, pre-tax accounts like 401ks, IRAs, TSPs, 403bs, 457s, anything that is a pre-tax retirement account. One of the hidden costs they have that no one discusses, the collateral damage that they cause, are those voluntary taxes and surcharges. They are the culprit. Pensions, yes. Real estate income, yes, et cetera, et cetera. But by far, qualified accounts are the culprits. So, therefore, what is the solution? There are only two kinds. This is it. There are only two retirement types of tools that do not cause those things, those voluntary taxes and surcharges. They are Roth accounts, Roth IRA, Roth 401k, et cetera, Roth conversions, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs. That is it. An HSA, a health savings account, which is not technically retirement, does also not cause the collateral damage on your Social Security or IRMA surcharges on your Medicare. So that's wonderful as well. You can arrange your affairs so that you do not pay those voluntary taxes and surcharges. A Compass report is the start. 484-600-6512. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk. But one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income you can outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
So as we continue here on Wealth Map Radio, I want to give you an example that is very typical of what we see every day. And we've been talking a lot about the Social Security changes, the Medicare premium jumps, the deductibles that have gone up, all of those things. So let me put this in dollars and cents to you a little bit so that you can kind of start to quantify what that might mean. And I'm going to give you a example of one, a very highly representative example of what we see every day at the firm on a regular basis. So let's meet Rich. Rich is 64. He has a current pre-tax balance of about $1.25 million, $1.25 million. In this case study, we'll assume a 7% return, nothing crazy, fairly moderate, middle of the road. His tax rate right now is 17%, his effective tax rate. What we're going to do as well for the case here is understand the reality of our fiscal national situation, the national fiscal situation, and the demographic pressure that the country is under with respect to what taxes might be in the future. So if we just took the middle quintile of taxpayers, Rich would actually be in the 22% tax bracket 20 years ago. In other words, if we reverted back to just historic averages, Rich's tax rate would be about 22%. So what we're going to do for the sake of the example is assume that in 5 years or so, we simply have a reversion back to historical averages, and say at that time, his tax rate will be 22%. Is that foreseeable? You bet it is. One of the things we do here on the show and say commonly is that we believe it is highly unethical to assume taxes will be lower in the future when you consider the situation that our nation is under, the debt-to-GDP ratio, the national debt, the unfunded liabilities. It does not look rosy as far as the future of taxes go. We have temporary band-aids, temporary reprieves. That is true. But even when something in the tax code is written, quote, permanently, it is still written in pencil. Okay, Rich is 64, $1.25 million in an IRA or some kind of qualified account, 7% return. The initial tax rate we're going to assume is 17%. After 5 years, we're going to assume it's 22%, which is highly conceivable. What he'd like to do is start taking out 5% a year, starting at age 70, so in about 6 years. And he's going to live on that, and whatever's left over, he wants to pass on to his heirs. You with me? Okay. The Social Security amount, well, here we go. At age 70, he's going to defer until age 70. Between him and his spouse, it's about $62,000 a year. And we'll assume a 1.5% COLA. Now, what was the COLA last year? 2.8%. What was it the year before? 2.5%. What has it been since 1995, the past 30 years? Ironically, 2.5%. We are going to assume more conservatively 1.5 for just the sake of the example. Now here we go on Irma. Will he hit Irma? We're going to find out on the current path. If this is his plan and this is his scenario, will Irma be a factor? Let's find out. If it is, we have to assume that the Irma surcharges increase by a certain rate because they always do. What has the rate been? Well, last year, or this coming up year, it is 9.7% adjustment. That's a bad thing. What was it the year before? Right around 7%. What has it been since 2007 when IRMA first started taking effect? More than 7% per year has been the inflation or adjusted increase in the extra IRMA surcharges if they are hit. So not only is there a penalty for being too successful and making too much money and having too much money because of the IRMA surcharge itself, but the surcharge has increased by more than 7% a year for nearly two decades. So we're just going to assume 7%. Okay, and we'd like, Rich would like to see what happens if he lives through age 95. All right, with that table being set as it is currently, let's take into account all the taxes, and we are going to go line by line. Remember, he's going to start taking out 5% a year starting at age 70. If that's enough to meet the RMD, very good. When RMDs kick in, that is, very good. If not, the RMD will take over. What are the taxes on just the distributions alone on this $1.25 million current IRA? $846,000 throughout his retirement. What are the taxes on the IRA at death to the heirs? Now, whether or not they take it all at once, spread it out over 10 years or something in between, the heirs will indeed owe taxes. $440,000 additional. What about Social Security? Here we come into the collateral damage, the voluntary taxes. $365,000 is the tax bill on his Social Security benefits. Remember, it was $62,000 a year starting at age 70. That's between him and his spouse, and we're assuming a 1.5% COLA. And yes, that is the math. An additional $365,000 of taxation on Social Security caused by what? Caused by the IRA, the distributions or income or withdrawals from it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is so unbelievably frustrating. It's money out of your pocket. It is a wealth transfer from your balance sheet to the U.S. Treasury Department's balance sheet, and it is voluntary. It need not happen, as you will see coming up. Next piece of collateral damage, we have to analyze IRMA surcharges. This is the income-related monthly adjustment amount, IRMA, and in this case, Aunt IRMA did come knocking, had her hand out, and received $151,000 of additional tax or surcharges on the Medicare premiums. Where do Medicare premiums and surcharges thereon come out of? For almost everyone, their Social Security benefit or check. This is also extremely frustrating, salt in the wound, because it is voluntary, it is so avoidable if we arrange our affairs properly. Okay, so line by line again, taxes on distributions. The withdrawals he took from age 70 through 95, about $846,000. The heirs pay about $440,000. Additional taxation on Social Security, $365,000. And the IRMA surcharges were an additional $151,000. Now, if you're paying an additional $151,000 in Medicare surcharges, do you somehow get better care or coverage or more access to better doctors or something like that? Heck no. Not in your life. It's simply an extra cost for the same thing you get anyway. But you're penalized because of the withdrawals that you take, because of the way that you are set up, because of qualified accounts. They are the main culprits that cause this collateral damage to occur. Between those two things, between the taxes on Social Security and the IRMA surcharges, we see an additional roughly $516,000 of voluntary tax that does not need to happen. All told, the taxes due because of the IRA, and it could have been a 401k, TSP, you get me, any kind of pre-tax qualified account, would have the same answer. Total taxes due for Rich, $1.8 million if he lived through age 95. Now, when we do your tax scorecard, which is indeed part of your Compass report, we can run it however you want to see. And that's the point. You need to see how this looks for you. You need to see your current path, the dangers, opportunities, and strengths that you might have. But for now, Rich, with his $1.25 million IRA balance, has a massive tax bill coming, and much of that tax bill is optional. And the longer you live, the bigger it is. The more successful you are, the bigger it is. The better your rate of return, the bigger it is. And the more potential collateral damage that occurs. We do not want that to be your case. So we're going to get to a solution. But this is why we do the Compass Report. This is why we do it complimentary. So that we can show you, so that you can see in black and white the differences that our firm might be able to make, the differences that the approach and the Compass Report might be able to make for you. Be one of the first 9 today. Set up that free visit with us at the firm. And let's see what your situation looks like. What collateral damage might you be facing right now, or maybe in 5 years or 7 years, that you may not be aware of? We can see all of that coming and do something about it. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Or please go to wealthmapradio.com, wealthmapradio.com, and you can read more about us, see the Compass Report a little bit, and set up your own visit right there. So now let's rewind and let's get to a solution here for Rich. He's 64, $1.25 million in the qualified account, in this case an IRA. What if we did this instead? What if we did a 5-year conversion strategy? Managing the tax brackets along the way, dynamic conversions, all of that, which is laid out in a Compass report, planned for tactically, approached every year. What if we did a 5-year conversion strategy? And during that time period, we're going to add 4 percentage points of tax, just to be fair, to capture any tax drift that will likely happen as we do convert. We're going to do that and compare between the two. Okay, the Social Security is still $62,000 a year starting at age 70. We're still assuming a 1.5 COLA. We're still assuming 5% withdrawals and all of that from age 70 through age 95, still passing on the account to his heirs. But this time, we've converted it over those 5 years period, this 5-year period, to a Roth IRA. Now, what does it look like? What are the taxes on the distributions he's taking? Zero. It dropped from $846,000 on taxes on the RMDs or distributions to zero. What are the taxes due by the heirs when they inherit the Roth this time? Zero. It dropped from $440,000 to nothing. Recall that the taxes on his Social Security were about $365,000 if he kept things the way they were. Now, they dropped to $16,218 over his entire retirement. He's currently 64. We're planning through age 95. That is a reduction of nearly $350,000 extra money for Rich and his family and his retirement. The Irma surcharges, they were $151,000. If things were left as they now are, we couldn't escape them completely, but we got them down to only $17,000 versus $151,000. That is nearly a 90% reduction. So the collateral tax damage has been reduced, those voluntary taxes, has been reduced from about $516,000 down to about $33,000. That result does not happen on accident or by default. It happens on purpose because of wise strategic planning. We do have some taxes, though, on Roth conversions, don't we? Well, yes, let's be fair. We converted over 5 years. We had some additional tax drift. Taking that into account, the taxes on the Roth conversions, were $314,000. Altogether, total taxes on this conversion path are $347,000 and change. What difference is that? What is it if we stayed the way we are, if Rich did not convert and did what everyone says, defer, defer, procrastinate, procrastinate, put it off, kick it down the road? $1.8 million in total taxes on that path. A lot of that is collateral damage, unnecessary, optional taxes, versus $347,000. That is a tax reduction of nearly 81%. The annual tax savings, it is like having an additional $45,534 per year through age 95. That's what it equates out to. How's that for a raise? All told, the dollar amount of tax savings potentially is $1.45 million of difference. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just kind of ask you a little bit rhetorically. When was the last time someone ever showed you how to reduce your tax bill by about $1.4 to $1.5 million, a total reduction of near 81%? I'd be willing to bet never. The other thing I want to ask you is, what if the results were half as good? What if it was only about $750,000 in total tax savings? Is that still enviable? Is that worthwhile? Of course it is. Let us do your Compass report and tax scorecard to show you what might be possible, what the dangers you might be facing are, whether you know about them, whether they are present, or whether they could hit you. Proper planning can do so much good. If your advisors are not talking to you about these kinds of things and helping you with them, chances are they may not be a true retirement planner. They might be more of an asset manager or an insurance agent. 484-600-6512. Can you start to see how the common answer of just defer and procrastinate the taxes until later, that's the best option? That may not be the best option. Because people who tout that and say that often forget about all the collateral damage that qualified accounts do cause. The IRMA surcharges, potentially. The extra tax on Social Security, never mind the taxes that the distributions and RMDs themselves cause. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Our message is very simple. When doing retirement tax planning, many times we find the tax situation, the taxes that retirees are paying, are voluntary. They don't need to necessarily be happening. 484-600-6512. Be one of the first nine. Your Compass report, including the tax scorecard and many other elements, are complimentary. WealthMapRadio.com. All right, let me go a step further. Let's do this. Remember that Rich and his wife were taking out 5% a year from the account to live on, and we've now converted it to a Roth IRA by that time. He wants to start that at age 70 and go through 95. So now it's a Roth. Those 5% withdrawals are indeed tax-free. Wonderful. How do we make that guaranteed? And in fact, how do we maximize his tax-free income to last for both he and his wife, no matter how long they both live? We create something that is called a Roth private pension of sorts, and then have guaranteed lifetime income for the rest of their joint lives. And secondly, we're going to have it double this guaranteed lifetime income. If there is a long-term care need, listen close, the guaranteed lifetime income will double for a five-year period. Ready? Watch this. It is now a Roth IRA, tax-free distributions. Within that Roth, we decide in this case to allocate it to a guaranteed pension annuity that will provide a guaranteed lifetime income, tax-free lifetime income of $143,000 per year, starting at age 70 for the rest of their lives. Whether they live to 90, 95, 105, or 82, it will provide it. Secondly, if there is a long-term care need, under certain circumstances, it will double that income for a period of 5 full years. Is it a long-term care policy or coverage? Technically, no. But that doubler is triggered by what are called ADLs, activities of daily living. If, during the course of receiving this guaranteed tax-free lifetime income, they cannot provide for themselves, or they cannot perform, at least 2 of 6 activities of daily living. Now, this is a medical term in the medical world. Things like continence, dressing themselves, feeding themselves, ambulating. There are 6 of them. If you cannot perform 2 of 6, it triggers the doubling of that income for 5 years. And that is a guaranteed contractual feature. And being a little, a little coy and everything, we often will ask, how many IRAs are out there or brokerage accounts are out there that have that kind of feature for you? To double, if you did indeed need long-term care, to double on a guaranteed contractual basis your withdrawals. Well, we're still waiting for the answer to that. But yes, absolutely, these strategies exist and are used every day where appropriate. Rich now has this Roth IRA private pension going on. And so the question might be, all right, it's giving us $143,000 of tax-free income from age 70 through 95. And of course, it doesn't matter if you live to be 100 or 105, that income will continue. Now, we were assuming a 7% rate of return in the IRA, and assuming we hadn't gone into the tax-free pension option, how long could the IRA at 7%, which is a fairly fair, right, modest average, nothing crazy, how long could it provide the same level of income, that $143,000 a year? The answer is that it would die 6 years prior to our target age of age 95 and be over $800,000 short compared to the guaranteed outcome of the tax-free pension option. Well, so we know our shortfall there, 6 years and $800,000 short. And yes, the tax-free private pension option, the pension annuity, is indeed a guarantee. Okay, well, now let's do this. Let's assume Rich had a long-term care event. Something happened. He needed care, whether in the home or a full-time facility. It doesn't matter. That triggers, in the tax-free pension option, a doubling of income for 5 years. So let's go ahead and add that in. That means from age 80 to 85, in our example, the $143,000 tax-free income will go to $286,000 tax-free and guaranteed for 5 full years. Isn't that interesting? We're going to ask the same thing from the IRA, assuming we just stayed in the market, we didn't use the tax-free pension option, we're just riding up and down in a 60-40 portfolio. Now, how long would it last? Answer is, it would die now 11 years sooner than we're asking it to, and provide $1.7 million less than the guaranteed outcome of the tax-free private pension within the Roth. Now, while that is impressive, and the outcome of that tax-free private pension annuity is assured, it is not right for everyone. It may not be right for you. But can you see how predictability, having that absolute bedrock, predictable $143,000 a year, in this case after the Roth conversions happened, can be such a stress reliever, can take the worry out, can make the ulcers fade away, and you can simply plan your life and live your life. You can live it. The golden years stay golden. It doesn't matter if the market is negative 38% like it was in 08 or negative 22 or so like it was in 2022. It doesn't matter. The income continues and the tax-free nature of it remains. It doesn't matter if taxes get doubled, because if you have zero taxes, 2 times 0 is still zero. It doesn't matter if interest rates skyrocket or if they plummet. It just doesn't matter. For this portion of Rich's income, it is assured, guaranteed, and predictable. That makes a lot of sense for a portion of the overall portfolio for many people. And lastly, since we started with Social Security taxation, Social Security, IRMA surcharges, and all of those bad things that most people simply don't know how to avoid but can, the distributions from this private pension annuity are, remember, coming from a Roth. A Roth IRA, Roth conversions, these things do not trigger taxes on Social Security. They do not trigger IRMA surcharges, no matter how much money you have coming to you. By contrast, if this was in a regular IRA that had not been converted, because you can still do that great private pension inside of a regular IRA, that is true. But now that income, that guaranteed income, coming to you triggers all kinds of Social Security taxation, IRMA surcharges, long-term capital gains taxes where there may not have been any, the collateral damage just kind of dominoes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you see, first of all, we love this stuff. We're passionate about it, and we think we're pretty darn good at it, all bias admitted. Secondly, please be one of the first 9 today to set up your free visit with us at the firm. Get your Compass report done, and let's see what makes sense for you. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. Thank you for hanging out with us today, and we'll see you soon.